With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. 20 years ago, following a trend of free market deregulation across the country, the Democratic-led Maryland General Assembly passed a law called the Electric Consumer Choice and Competition Act of 1999. The whole point of the law was to make electricity cheaper for average folks by giving people the freedom to choose whether to keep buying from old-fashioned public utilities like BGE or Pepco, or sign contracts with a whole galaxy of new, unregulated electricity providers. Utility executives pushing the scheme made millions, but customers did not fare so well. 2 decades after the deregulation law passed, a pair of authoritative reports by the Maryland Office of People's Counsel and the Able Foundation have concluded that Maryland ratepayers were ripped off and are paying more, not less, as promised. In 2017, for example, the roughly 20% of Maryland customers who chose a third-party electric supplier instead of sticking with old-fashioned BGE paid an average of 16% more in their annual electric bills, or about $147 more per year, according to the Able Foundation report. Paula Carmody is the Maryland People's Counsel.
At least some of the companies that are out there are engaged in deceptive practices. They are charging higher prices than people realize they should be paying.
One advertised benefit of the move to deregulation was the emergence of green energy companies that market themselves as selling electricity generated by wind, solar, or other renewable methods. But Laurel Peltier, one of the authors of the Able Foundation report, said that her review of data showed that prices charged by these companies vary widely for reasons that are not clear or disclosed to customers. The average Maryland customer choosing a green energy company paid 38% more in 2017, or $263 more annually, than if they had just stuck with BGE, according to Peltier's research. But one company, Clean Choice Energy, charged 46% more than BGE, while another, Clearview Electric, charged only 20% more, Peltier said.
I hope people aren't paying more for nothing.
While customers may expect to pay a little more for wind or solar energy, the wide and unexplained variances in prices raise questions about whether some green electricity is really that much greener than other green power. Maryland's renewable energy law classifies the burning of trash and wood waste to generate electricity as being in the same Tier 1 renewable category as wind and solar. And the Maryland Public Service Commission does not require companies to publicly disclose to customers exactly where the companies are sending their money to buy renewable energy certificates to demonstrate their renewable credentials. Here's Peltier again.
Absolutely, we recommend, as far as renewable energy, to really have it a much more vetted process and have some agency help make sure that these products are working for people.
One of the renewable energy companies marketing in Maryland is Inspire, whose general counsel is Aaron Jacob Smith.
You can't really compare the product that we're offering to what the utilities are offering, not only because we're offering a clean energy product, but because we're also offering things like a subscription product that has value beyond just price.
Yes, but one reason customers cannot compare the products is because Maryland allows unregulated electric providers to keep secret the renewable energy documents and reports that would clear up these questions. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.